Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. We're going to kick things off with some important information regarding sandbags around the county, and then we'll talk about a couple of exciting upcoming events and wrap things up with an update on the Kimball Junction Environmental Impact Statement process. Okay, let's get into the news.
Sandbags are a great way to help prevent or reduce flooding on your property, and we know there continues to be questions surrounding sandbag availability around the county, so we wanted to take a second to cover everything sand and bags. All of this info that we're about to talk about is listed on our website at summitcounty.org/flooding. On that website, you can find sandbag locations for each municipality and unincorporated areas within the county.
And remember that although public works departments across the county and volunteers are working to pre-fill bags for those in need, there are no guarantees that pre-filled bags will be available. Please prepare to fill your own bags when you come to any of our sandbag locations, which includes sometimes bringing shovels, as those are not always available. If you are physically able, we would ask you that you please fill your own sandbags, even if pre-filled ones are available, so we can reserve those for people who are unable to fill their own. Thanks in advance for your consideration. And once again, summitcounty.org/flooding is the place to go for flooding information, sandbag locations, and other resources.
Join Recycle Utah tomorrow, Saturday, April 29th, for Household Hazardous Waste Day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Canyons Cabriolet parking lot. Hazardous waste includes items like paints, solvents, chemicals, fertilizers, oil, herbicides, and more.
And if you can't make it this weekend, don't worry, because our friends at Recycle Utah still accept small amounts of those specific materials from residents every day. To protect our water and local environment, it's important that these items are properly disposed of. Do not pour hazardous items down the drain or into the toilet. And remember, if you don't want to drink it, then you shouldn't dump it.
The Climate Change and Public Health Speaker Series kicks off next month on May 9th at the Blair Education Center at the Park City Hospital. The three-part series, hosted by the Summit County Health Department and the Woodwell Climate Research Center, is designed to elevate public health as a critical consideration of climate change action in our community.
This first session of the speaker series is a conversation focused on climate change and how it impacts environmental health in Summit County and beyond. At the May event, attendees will listen to national and local perspectives from climate change research experts and establish connections between local risks to the natural environment and their influence on public health outcomes. For more information, speaker bios, and to register to attend, which an RSVP is required, please visit summitcountyhealth.org/speaker-series.
And finally, the latest comment period for the Kimball Junction Environmental Impact Statement opens today, April 28th, and is open through May 28th. To remind our listeners, UDOT is conducting an Environmental Impact Statement, or EIS, in the I-80 and SR-224 area, and they want your input. The purpose of this EIS is to address transportation-related mobility for all users of the Kimball Junction area.
Comments may be submitted through the project website, email, voicemail, or text, or by sending a letter to the study team postmarked by May 28th. For more information on how to submit these comments, visit kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov. And that's kimballjunctioneis.udot.utah.gov.
All right, that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.